Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We give you the latest news of the week, but much more importantly, action steps to make it so that you can live at the top of your curve. And you know the latest news to help you do that, such as, what does it mean that brain scans reveal that friends really think like each other? And why is that important? Or what Alabama is doing and what it means to you if you're traveling through Alabama. But in the meantime, let's talk about the news of the week. You are listening to podcast You, the Owner's Manual Show, number 878A. We have a wonderful guest coming up, Dr. Wayne Jonas, author of How Healing Works, is the guest in a few minutes. You can download that anytime, of course. But right now, let me give you the top news of the week. I think the top news this week, if I was going to say the one story that surprised me, a little alcohol helps your brain flush waste. That's right. Your brain will benefit from a little alcohol every day, and we'll talk about that in a few seconds. The other story that I think was wonderful, brain scans reveal that your friends really think like you, and it is that important. That is, that's what buddies are all about, and that's maybe why you're a buddy with the people you're a buddy with. And we'll get to a whole bunch of other stories, such as coffee shops might have to display cancer warnings in California, and the explaining, if you will, why after the flu hits, heart attack risks increase sixfold. Getting the flu shot, we've said it many times, 10 years in a row, decreases your death rate from all causes over that 10-year period between ages 55 and 65. By 50%. We don't have anything that decreases death rate by 50%, decreases hospitalization rates 25%. Get your flu shot if you haven't had it, even if it's just to protect you against a heart attack and stroke, and we'll talk about that in a second, too. Again, our guest this week on podcast 878B, Dr. Wayne Jonas, author of How Healing Works and What It Means That Medicines Often Don't, but you can control and get those medicines to be much more effective by what you do. And the secrets of what you do are in his book, How Healing Works. We'll talk about them on that podcast, if you will, on that question show, on my questioning him about how that works. Let's go and talk about my favorite story, a little alcohol helps the brain flush waste. We've learned now that you, during the night, the longer you sleep, the better it is for you. And in the later periods of sleep, you know, periods of 6 to 8 hours, in that period, assuming you don't drink fluid during the night, you dehydrate your brain. It gets a little smaller. Well, those cells getting a little smaller is a great thing because it opens up passages like lymphatics in the rest of the body that carry waste away from your brain. They take it to your heart, and your heart gets it to the kidney and your liver and out the lung, and you don't have that waste. But your brain produces poop just like everything else. Every other cell has waste products. You accumulate them, and they cause inflammation if you don't get rid of them. So you don't want to drink a lot of fluid before you go to bed. You don't want to drink fluid when you're peeing at night. When you're peeing at night, that's urinating at night. That's a useful thing for making your brain smaller. Well, it turns out that alcohol, say one drink a night for men, half to one for women, and that's a 12 ounces of beer or, if you will, 5 ounces of wine or 1 ounce of spirits, 1.5 ounces of spirits, that little alcohol helps flush that waste out. We don't know how. Maybe it's by more dehydration. We don't know that answer. But in any case, this study at the University of Rochester showed in both animals and humans that this was an important contributor to the way, to the benefits that alcohol gives you. Unbelievable. Okay, let's go and now do a little quicker whip through on some of the others. I'll pause about the flu story. Why do coffee shops have to display a cancer warning, or may have to display a cancer warning in California? I think this is BS, bad science, but it is true. If you dark roast, if you roast at too high a temperature, those coffee beans, that produces acrylamide, which is a known carcinogen. And a law group is suing. You know, they're probably going to make money on suing it. But in any case, coffee in the medium roast, not the beans at too high a temperature, in fact, don't produce acrylamide, do decrease cancer, 11 cancers, decrease diabetes risk, decrease Alzheimer's risk, decrease Parkinson's risk. If you're a fast metabolizer, you're a fast metabolizer. If you don't get headaches, if you don't get abnormal heartbeats, if you don't get gastric upset, and you don't get anxiety when you have 1 8-ounce cup of coffee in a one-hour period. So most of us, 85% of us about in America, are fast metabolizers. You get the benefits. And don't believe the warnings, and don't avoid coffee. Do avoid the additives of coffee like milk and sugar. Parental smoking, it doubles a child's risk of heart disease in adult. So Alabama is trying to make it illegal for you to smoke in the car if the child is present. California, $250 fine. Maine, Oregon, Virginia all have automatic fines. Why don't other states like Ohio, New York, Nevada, Texas, and Florida? Let's, in fact, have that. But Alabama is talking about a $100 automatic fine. I think it should be much bigger. But Alabama, the bill is proposed to make it automatic, no repeal. Doc, if a policeman sees you, he's got a ticket yet. Hopefully they won't look the other way. Why don't we just ban cigarettes would be my answer. How do you lose your love handles if at first you don't improve your diet, physical activity, or stress management? You can't. The key is doing exercise for your love handles doesn't work. It just strengthens the muscle, makes it look like you've got bigger love handles if you're doing the transverse crunches. The key, improving your diet, doing more physical activity, doing more stress management before you do anything. Now, my favorite story, I told you the one that intrigued me the most was a little alcohol helps get rid of waste. Well, my favorite story is that brain scans reveal that friends really are on the same wavelength. This was a study done at UCLA and Dartmouth. It looked at 279 business students from the Dartmouth Tuck School of Business. They showed them a number of different videos and looked at what their brain waves did. And before they did this and after they did it, they rated the students as to whether they were friends or not friends, or, if you will, hated the other person or disliked the other person, I guess would be a better statement, and in four grades. And so they took the people who liked each other the most, believe it or not, where they showed them videos of a violent fight or videos of a Trump speech or videos of a Clinton speech, or videos of sexual harassment, etc., those that had the same areas of their brain light up, the same brain scans, were friends. And those that had different areas of their brain light up, different emotions to those, in fact, the ones that had the least correspondence were ones who disliked each other. So it looks like if your brain is lighting up, your friend. Now, is it because your brain is lighting up that you're a friend, or is it because you adopt the emotions of your friends? We don't know the answer to that one, but it's a great study paradigm that we will be able to.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/ownersmanual or mention the promo code ownersmanual when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/ownersmanual. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
There's now a lot of evidence. You've heard of it from the NFL, from football playing, that traumatic brain injury raises dementia risk. Well, we've never known how much. This is a study of one-hit concussions, not necessarily on a football field. It could have been they fell down. It could have been a car accident, et cetera. And doing a 15-year follow-up, that versus family members and twins and relatives who didn't have a traumatic brain injury. And it turns out that it about doubles dementia in that 15-year period to have a traumatic brain injury. So this is the first study that we know of that really has a close link on the quantitation from one, if you will, traumatic brain injury to dementia. Migraines increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. People who have migraines have about a 50% increase in heart attacks and about a doubling of the heart attack risk. Now, that is no place near what the risk occurs after you have the flu. And that's the major study, if you will, this week from Canada. It confirms studies we've talked about in the past. If you get the flu shot for 10 years in a row in both the Canadian and the studies in Canadian studies and the studies out of the Kaiser Permanente medical system, you have a 50% lower risk of dying between 55 and 65 and a 25% reduction in hospitalizations. So for Pete's sakes, get the flu shot. Even if you had the flu this year, get the flu shot. It will help protect you against the other strains of flu that you didn't get, and it will help protect you against the heart attack and stroke. Why? Because the flu is an enormous inflammatory process. When we worry about inflammation, we measure something called hsCRP, highly specific C-reactive protein, which increases with inflammation. And what happens? Well, we worry a lot if it's 3 or 4 or 5, and a really lot if it's 8 or 10. We find something to treat. But guess what? With the flu, we've only gotten it a couple of times, actually by accident, because the people were coming in for other blood tests and had the flu and got the blood tests, and they ended up with levels in the 80 to 150 range. Huge increases in inflammation. That breaks off plaque in the arteries that you've already got, and that causes heart attack, or that causes your stroke, or kidney failure, or impotence, or wrinkles of your skin. Whatever it worries. Sleep problems may impact kids. Oh, let me go and say, get the flu shot. I'll say it again. Have a drink a night. Get the flu shot. Those are two things. Keep drinking coffee, but don't do it with medium roast. But do it with medium roast. And if you've got a friend, you probably have a brainwave pattern that thinks alike with your friend. Sleep problems may impact kids' relationship with teacher. Yeah, we know kids who sleep better, and there are specific sleep programs for kids. Kids who sleep better do better in school and have less behavioral problems. with the teacher. Another one that's really interesting, they looked at Bikram yoga, 90 minutes, three times a week, versus a 20-minute infrared sauna, versus Bikram yoga done in a cool room. Guess what? Bikram yoga done in a hot room and a cool room had equal benefits for cardiovascular well-being, measured by the elasticity of your blood vessels. And guess what? This is very interesting. The 20-minute sauna without the pauses, infrared sauna, 105 degrees, did just as much good. Breast cancer survivors cut heart disease risk with exercise, whether they're obese or not. So if you've got breast cancer or prostate cancer, get in an exercise program. Overtraining, that is getting depressed, getting too tired after exercise because you're doing it too often, is a real danger. Another story this week. What it means is if you find yourself depressed, anxious, not sleeping well, having problems, and you're doing a lot of exercise, and you've kicked up your exercise recently, think about that you may have overtraining and cutting back for a couple of days. Next story is one on sugar. What does sugar do? It releases the addictive chemicals. It's just as addictive in animal models as cocaine. The message for you is cut it out totally. Don't try and wean yourself gradually. Very tough to do. Cesarean delivery can pose long-term benefits. The benefits were really interesting. I didn't realize this, but cesarean section, significant reduction for urinary incontinence and for pelvic organ prolapse, that dangerous weakening of the muscles that hold pelvic organs in place for the mom. For the kids, a C-section increased the probability of asthma by age 12 by 21% and increases the risk of obesity. Those are the top medical news stories of the week. Let me just quickly review. Remember, a drink a day, if you're not subject to alcohol or drug abuse, does decrease your brain waste and helps you not develop dementia because it decreases your risk of, why don't I say it clearly, decrease your risk of inflammation in your brain. We want you to have coffee, but because it does prevent cancer, but remember the medium roast and not high temperature roast, if you can find that out. One of the great ones, Purity Coffee, which sent us their coffee last week, and the founder of Purity Coffee, which knows all this data and has done great research on it, Purity Coffee, go to puritycoffee.com. Was a real scientist doing this work, done it very carefully. So do have coffee and do have it black, but do get medium roast. And the other good news story of the week is that Alabama is going to make it illegal for you to smoke in a car if a child is present. That's you, the Owner's Manual News of the Week, and what it means to you, and how to make it so that you can live at the top of your curve because you know the news of the week. Thanks very much for listening. And as usual, thanks to Randall for great engineering. And if it isn't Randall Engineering, someone else is doing a great job today, so we want to thank them. And thank you for downloading us. Do rate us weekly. And since this is 878B, the guest this week, Wayne Jonas, Dr. Wayne Jonas, the revolutionary new way to approach injury, illness, and wellness with his book that is, I'm going to look at the formal title, How Healing Works. And it's from 10 Speed Press, How Healing Works. Thanks very much for listening.